Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Sorry, Bill Thrill.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mushrooms go better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. We sent you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Buckle up, here we go. We talked about already. New TV scoring time. Freak me out with the bottom of the screen. That was incredible. Love the OPI against Eagles Brown. Everybody's complaining about it. Went hands to the face. Legit call. Loved it. Mahomes helmet. Somebody help me with it. It freaks me out. So bizarre how high it sits on his head. What is the deal?
Instrument nose.
And the helmet sits up high. It freaks me out. Cooper DeJean was ridiculous. Imagine outside yard. Also, guess what? Just very calmly, had three punt returns for 27 yards, caught the ball well. He's their punt returner. He's starting in the slot. He's starting at safety. He's doing playing things in the nickel spot.
It's could do that, too.
It's unbelievable like that. Hit by McDuffie? Nope. Should not have been a penalty. The one they called for the targeting slash roughness? Absolutely not.
Oh, that was a horrible call.
That tush push, 5 yards into the end zone. I mean, they're literally just grinded out for 5 yards. Everybody goes, you need to make it illegal. Well, the only team that does it like that is Philadelphia. Bills tried it. How'd it go? Nothing.
Nope.
Got nothing. Didn't work like that. Front four for the Eagles. Mass kicks ass. And it was speed to power. It was unbelievable like that. Quarterback run by the Eagles. Insert run. Really good. Perimeter run. Not good. They went Oregon spread. You know what the Oregon spread is? Yeah, Philly did. It means they put the two tackles out wide, and all they had was two guards. Did you catch that one?
Yep, three guys down.
It was unbelievable.
This
like
is incredible,
that.
By the
Chiefs
way.
Line up offsides in a zero blitz. Tackle him for a huge loss. The guy lines up offsides. Unbelievable. Hurts interception, similar. What did you know about it? Corner chop blitz, someone down the middle for us. That's the last blitz.
Chop.
It's the last blitz that the Chiefs ran against the Bills on the last play of the game. What it was. Andy Reid is known for his first 15. He is the most brilliant first 15 caller in the history of college football, and they had no yards at that time. Had nothing going. Crowd, odd, sounded loud at times. The crowd was loud. Split crowd, that doesn't usually happen, have those things happen. Lateral football by the run game by Barkley, got nothing, got crushed. Okay, after Mahomes' second pick, okay, in the end zone, the touch to A.J. Brown, zone coverage, matchup coverage, you got to pass it off, didn't pass it off. It wasn't man coverage. Air by the linebacker. Coach and player yelling at each other. It was great. They missed the back shoulder throw. A.J. Brown made it air in the route, got after him. Everything's fine. Halftime show, car was incredible. They all came out of that car. What guy was it, an Impala of some sort?
You know what reminded you of?
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah, it was better times.
Coolio.
It reminds you of Coolio video.
Coolio.
They kind of stole, I think.
It was unbelievable.
I'm okay
that.
With it.
KC
yeah.
had, in the first half, they had 7 drives, 23 yards. 7 yards,
it's
23
terrible.
Yards total.
It's terrible.
2 picks, 1 to the house.
1 first down.
Unbelievable.
Half.
Brady, he's obviously the ultimate GOAT. He's reverse aging. I can't. He looks incredible. Looks incredible, but he's not Aikman on the mic.
No,
he's not. But he's a rookie. I don't. Yeah. I can't compare what Aikman was at that time. Don't know. But that there's a big difference at that. Okay, when the coaching is over, is where the game also took place. The coaching is over. The scrambles by Hurts were death blows. 72 yards of running, and he probably had 50 something on scrambles. It was unbelievable. Kicker had to make every field goal twice. You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
Had to make every field goal twice. Two on the long snapper, one on the guard. Had to make every one twice. Okay, didn't talk about it. Funny commercial? Oh, yeah, there was. Cul-de-sac Big Men was hilarious.
Pretty funny.
That was good. Like that.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, that was
the guy's like, "What do you do tomorrow? Got to get a colonoscopy." Oh,
who's the singer? Jake with the beard and the tattoos.
That could be a lot of guys.
Ellie's got it. Ellie's saved.
I didn't see the commercial.
Oh, it was insane. Peyton Manning was in a fanny pack and jean shorts.
It was pretty funny.
It was really
Post Malone. Good job, Ellie.
It was so good.
Keep going.
Vic Fangio, what'd he do? Get dumb? I don't think so. Boy, it's really nice to have good players, isn't it? It really is a lot of fun to have
66 years
really
old.
Good players like that.
Vic.
The Devontae dagger. Milk the clock? Nope. Shot. Touchdown. He ran so easy. I've had to coach against the guy three times. It's insane how good he is like that. I thought, Hurts. This storyline of Hurts is just incredible. The perseverance gets pulled out of the game. Tua throws the national championship pass.
Alabama.
He's the hero.
Remember?
He takes him back in the SEC. He gets benched. Like that, benched the next year, comes back in the SEC championship game, wins it, benched again. They go back to Tua, goes to the Super Bowl, loses. It's like it's never going to happen for me. Oh, man, did he hang in there.
He did.
Like that. The Eagles never blitzed the entire game. I've never heard of that.
Four-man rush?
Four-man rush the entire game, which is just
four-man,
so much
six
fun.
Sacks.
You can play every coverage known to man in the back end. You start pressuring, you got to play man. It was unbelievable.
Who are those big guys up there?
Sweat was one that was unbelievable from Mississippi State.
Jordan Davis
from Mississippi State.
Davis,
yeah, and then the two inside guys, D linemen from Georgia, is
Carter?
Really good.
Jalen Carter. Carter from Georgia.
Carter.
He's a dude. Yeah.
Just all the way across.
Monster.
They played about eight guys.
Monster.
This was interesting. Eagles press box. 8 minutes to go. They're up by like 34, and they have the ball.
Look like they're up by three.
Look like they're up by three, and there's tie score. Here we go. Not a word said.
Totally.
No jacking around. They showed it, and Fangio was just making notes.
It's like they were down.
And then you pan the rest of the box. That's what it was
all the same.
And I told
like
my,
they were down.
I told my wife Laura. I said, "I gotta go. This is just. I know what this was like. We were up by 28 or 25 points, and the clock was running down. And I'd be like, "There's 3 minutes to go in the game. If they get the ball back, they'll be 2:22. All the way down to. There's 38 seconds left. Not calling a timeout. And that was the last thing. And then mayhem broke out. But it was incredible to see what that was like. Right. Best Gatorade bath I've ever seen. Best Gatorade bath. It knocked his head off. The Gatorade.
Sirianni.
It was a crushing one. And it was fun to see the yelling and the hype like that. 4th and 6, really, Eagles? Go for it. Punt the ball. They're probably just gonna run the ball a couple times. The game's over. Said they get a dagger shot to Worthy on a touchdown. You're kind of mad about that. If I'm the D corner, I'm like, hey, punt the ball. Put him at the 10. They go for it. Get the ball at the 50. Next play, touchdown. I'm not a big fan of that. They show after the game. They're showing on ESPN. They're showing the streets of Philadelphia. So like, look at this. The streets of Philadelphia. All of a sudden, a SWAT team pulls up, jumps out, and just starts. It was incredible. They just show the SWAT team.
They get a little crazy.
Get a little crazy. Things got a lot of hand like that.
They pull up the SWAT team.
And then one of my favorite things. It was so remarkable at the end. I think it was. I think there was two birthdays, but Cooper was for sure DeGene.
Cooper
DeGene's birthday, yeah.
And so on the set, it's Alex Smith and all these guys are there, and Saquon Barkley's there, Hurts is there, and Cooper comes up, and they bring this really nice cake out.
Oh.
And Berman cuts the cake, right, and kind of hands up. Everybody's going to be kind of like, thanks, yeah, and kind of set it there right there. Barkley and Cooper ate their cake, ate the whole piece. Because they must have been,
famished.
Starved.
They show as they were done, Cooper's walking off, and he's finishing his cake like this.
Starving.
Most people kind of go, thanks for the cake, appreciate it. Just set it off to the
starving.
Side. They ate their cake. Go back and look at it. And probably because, again, they haven't eaten anything since the pregame meal, which was probably sometime around 1 o'clock.
Probably famished.
1 o'clock. But just watch him eat the cake, and they just, Hurts didn't eat it. The rest of the guys ate it. Anyway, that's my fast 33.
I thought that was good.
That was incredible, Bill.
That was as good as you've ever done.
Someone said that was the best you've ever had.
So, you should do it like that all the time.
Someone said, this is the best Bill's Thrills ever. Incredible energy coming from Coach right now.
There's so many things that were happening, so I just kept writing them down. I go, okay, that's good. This is good. There's funny things. Then something funny would happen, and I'll write it down. It's like, wait, that was funny.
Jake Elliott had to kick
two field goals every time.
Yeah. He kicked eight field goals and four counted.
It was like, it's like
he made them all.
He made all of them. The guy finally goes, has to really kind of bother him because he didn't have an incredible season.
No,
and just,
he didn't.
And just think right now, he's got to be going, looking at guys going, dude, I just made it. Would you quit moving? What are you doing? And it's like, it was idiotic, but he made them all. So, I mean, how was his night last night, the kicker? No one said anything about it, but he nailed all four of them. Well, early in the game, it mattered because he made the one that mattered in his first one that he was up to put him up 10-0. That's a big deal. It's really a big deal.
Some quick response here from that. Someone says, let Bill cook. Yeah, we let Bill cook. Yeah. You're a rock star, coach. Joe, Smoking Gun Joe says, holy crap, that was awesome. Outstanding, Bill, from Chris. And Casey says, I couldn't keep up.
That's good.
Bill's thrills. What was the headline again, Bill, on that? You have to have, sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off there.
I got to go back.
You're fine. Just flip the page.
I got to flip back to it right there. I'm taking the lead, going with speed.
Just like the Eagles.
Really enjoyed that. I'm glad that Sip's on the line because this is his favorite day of the week when you do Bugaboo Tuesday, Bill. And today we're curious, what could possibly be bothering you today?
There's something that's missing. Steve, are you with us still?
Yep,
Jake's playing the music.
No, he's good.
He's trying to go over the top of you.
Nope,
a little
now
bit.
He's good.
I just thought, well, I want clearance he's from here. Steve before we do anything. I want clearance from him. Thinking about going back in time. Thoughts?
I welcome this.
Okay. Let's go back in time.
He was
Let's go back to better
would.
Times.
Yes.
The disappearance of the cash-carrying craze for men. Ooh. The disappearance of the cash-carrying craze for men. The streamlined accessory we wish was still necessary.
Ooh, I like that one. That was a good one.
The greatness of the Velcro wallet. The greatness of the Velcro wallet that is no longer in existence. There's a 20-plus year span. And by 20-some years ago, Jay, there's a 20-year span where everyone had a Velcro wallet. Everyone had. I can feel it. I can see it.
I can hear it
opening. I had a blue one. I had a blue one. And everyone... Everyone in this in me and Steve's era for about 20, everyone had there. That wasn't one person that didn't have probably a wallet with Velcro on it. It was, and also one of the brands was OP, Ocean Pacific made one, and it was incredible. It was incredible. And then it'd get all beat up. Remember Steve too? And you had them. Then stuff would get stuck to the Velcro, like this little pieces of lint and stuff like that, and it just all beat up. They were indestructible. They were basically nylon. There's no chance it would never be biodegradable. They'll last as long as time. Someone will dig them up in like 400 years and there'll be money in it. It'll be a perfect wallet. But, the sound of that and having that wallet. Every kid got one. Steve, did you have one?
I definitely had one at one point. It was red and black.
Was it? Everyone had one. There was no one that didn't have one how long? Was it probably about a 10 to 12 year period, Steve? Maybe it was a little longer than that when the Velcro, when this baby hit, everyone had one. Everyone.
It was in that time period. I didn't have mine very long, but I wasn't as big a fan. I remember the phenomenon. You're right. It was a phenomenon. I don't know. I wanted a more conventional wallet, but I had one for a good year, probably.
Yeah, I had one for a lot longer. And I think it's just because it was as if, this is how wallets are, and this is just what you do. You carried it. I can still see my blue wallet. I can see it. Now, everyone had one. There wasn't one of me and my friends. If there was 20 of us out at a bar where we got money out, hey, everybody throw in $5, there'd be 20 Velcro wallets that came out. Everyone had one.
You hear the...
When you'd rip it open. Yeah, it was just, God. Like I said, I can feel it. I can hear it. Everything about it in my hands. I just wish I never would have lost that wallet. And I'm saying I'm with you, Steve. I probably had it. Mine was longer than yours. Mine was definitely in a 4 to 5 year period. And I never at one time did I get a different one. When you got the original, that was it.
You don't think you can find one now?
I wonder if you could still find one. Any way you can find a Velcro. This is what it used to be. I looked him up a little bit last night. Ocean Pacific made one.
OP.
Yeah. Mine might have been a knockoff. Might have been a knockoff. I'm not sure of that. But better times, Steve. Better times.
Did you have to go to Sioux City to get?
I got mine
that?
In Sioux City. I got mine at Southern Hills Mall. I got mine at Southern Hills Mall. Yeah.
What was the bridge called there, Bill?
Was that the Magic Bridge? The Magic Bridge. Because when I told someone the other day, I was speaking at an event, and they were from Sioux City. A bunch of people from Iowa. I go, Sioux City is incredible. Drinking age was 19. Nebraska was 21. You just drive across that Magic Bridge. Everything, your whole life just changed. It was like all of a sudden you were an adult. Yes.
I think it was 18, wasn't it? 18?
No, it was 18 in South Dakota. 18 in Iowa, too. That was 3-2 beer. And but right, 19 in Iowa, 19 was right. And then finally the feds came in and go, enough's enough. It's shutting down the Magic Bridge. It's kind of like the same thing. It's like, hey, listen, we're gonna have a commissioner here, and the commissioner's gonna say there's one drinking age across the country. This is what it is. Are we crystal clear on that? And so that's how we did it. But the Velcro wallet made the trip across the Magic Bridge 100 times. Minimum of 100 times.
This might surprise you, but we have a lot of response here in the text.
We'd like
Let's
to hear
to
from
some of this.
Better times.
Derek in a car says, mine was OP red.
Was it nice?
Someone says, I had a quiet riot one and a teal corduroy OP.
Velcro.
Velcro
wallet. If you have a picture
teal
of that.
Teal corduroy.
What do you have in teal corduroy? But Velcro, sir?
Oh. That's amazing. Aaron had a black OP one also. Guilt Nerd had a Dick Tracy Velcro wallet.
Oh, nice.
Brad from Baldwin shows me a picture of some that you can still buy online.
You can still get them?
Still get them. Brett says, I made one in home EC class.
Oh, that's incredible. He made
his own Velcro wallet. Do you still have it, Brett? Is it still around? Let's see. I'm 38, and I had multiple Velcro wallets. Jeff G said I had a blue Velcro wristband wallet.
Now I remember. That's cool.
What East Lincoln West says my daughters both currently have Velcro wallets.
That's incredible. Steve, have you seen one in the last 20 years? I haven't.
No, I haven't.
I've not seen one in 20 years or heard it. Heard it. All of a sudden your buddy gets his wallet out. Imagine right now if someone, all of a sudden you're standing next to Sean tonight and all of a sudden someone gets their wallet out and you hear the rip.
It would be beautiful.
It would be beautiful as well.
He might cry.
It would be beautiful. Anything else, Jake?
Yes. Triple H's dad says some had a Velcro pouch inside for change.
Absolutely they did. Oh, 100. Thank you for that. 100% there was an inside pouch.
Tom says, well, I am 69 years old and I still use a black Velcro wallet. Sorry, I'm a throwback, something fierce, regular YouTuber. Thanks, guys.
Please don't be sorry for still wearing
a Velcro.
No, your stock just went way up for someone that still has it. Absolutely.
69-year-olds listening to us this early.
And he was probably just hoping you'd get on air.
Steve, he could see you. He couldn't hear you for a while, so now he can hear you.
If we could say something, there was a lot of stress here by the breakers. It's early break with Sip and Jake
and Bill
people were texting in wanting to make sure we got you on. So this is, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, you fought.
We solved it. Stools together,
and we had a anything else, Jake?
Yeah, we got Thunder Knot Collins says my 5-year-old got one from Grandma 2 Christmases ago, which resulted in him sneaking around the house stealing cash from everyone. The Velcro wallet created a criminal in the household.
Oh God! I wish I had mine. I'm telling you, mine was blue with black trim, and I can see it to this perfectly. Just see exactly what it looked like. I just wonder when I made the switch. Okay, I gotta go away from this. The pouch was great.
Also, Corey and Lincoln says, my first wallet was a gray Transformers Velcro, circa 1986. By the way, Corey, no score on Song of the Day. I don't see a score from you.
1986. He got his Velcro wallet in 1986.
Wow.
Anyway,
that was better times.
And he did great the song. Once again, Bill, the headline, please.
I'll just go to the second one. The streamline accessory we wish was still necessary.
Back to more of Bill's Thrills Rewrapped. Sponsored by Acres Equipment on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, it is a Wild Card Wednesday, Bill. Where are you going today with this?
One wild card. Steve, are you there? Are you with us?
Hang on. I got to lower the music real quick.
Okay. Yes.
There we go. Now he's here.
Okay, good. Because, like I said, I think Steve might enjoy. I'm going to go back in time a little bit. I'm going to go back like that. You know, backwards in time. Look, I did see something I think was pretty amazing. Here at the station, when we depart or through, see, even from the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock hour, there's a lot of students we see walking by headed towards class. Mm-hmm. I just saw a student heading the other direction with his backpack on, like he didn't get the memo.
Uh-oh.
The school got called off. You just tell he must have walked himself all the way to class this morning.
It's cold as hell, by the way. And all of a sudden,
it's cold. It's, by the way, it's freezing cold.
It's like a feel like of negative six at this
point. Yeah, it's so bad.
Awful.
He had to be like, are you kidding me? He's the one guy on social media that missed out. The university had canceled school. I was like, felt for him. I'm sure he's fairly happy, though. He's like, okay, I did get up. I did walk there, and now I'm going to head back.
To really take a little nap.
To get that stuff done. Here we go. Hey, Bill Shrills here, Wild Card Wednesday.
And
I think Steve will remember this well, too. Stop the kerfuffle and mandate the shuffle. Stop the kerfuffle, mandate the shuffle. Every Super Bowl champion team should be mandated to make a Super Bowl shuffle, just like the 85 Bears. Have you seen it, Jake?
I have seen that.
Oh, it's incredible. I watched it again last night. They're in full gear. They're in jerseys and pants. And socks pulled up, and they're almost like borderline. Throw shoulder pads on, they could play, and they do an incredible rap video that is so good. And I think every single team should have to do a Super Bowl show. Can you imagine right now if all of a sudden the Eagles win? What are you guys doing? Well, on Tuesday, we got to do the Super Bowl shuffle. Got to break out the dance. There'd be so many great ones. Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, all these guys all had to do it. If there was a history of every team that had to do the Super Bowl shuffle, be remarkable. And I
like it.
Go ahead.
You think Goodell should mandate it?
I think Goodell should mandate it.
Commissioner.
Yes, the commissioner.
You need to have a dance.
Yes.
Required.
This was happened. This was grandfathered in 1985. Now on, everyone must do it. And if you mandated it now, I'd like to see the teams go back and have to go back and do it. What's there? Also, you look at that. Also, the one from the Bears, a lot of them not with us anymore. Yeah, it's kind of sad because Walter Payton does a great job in his deal. McMahon's in there. Willie Gault. I mean, the fridge is dancing. And I'm like, God, what if every team had to do it? It's like, no, it's what do you guys do? We do the shuffle. Where do you guys go? Well, we got to go to Detroit and we meet up there. And then we have a studio and we do the Super Bowl shuffle. We have to think you come up with your own stuff, have the whole thing. I'd love to have somebody do the exact one from the Bears. Just copy them to say we're going to do the exact same look as the Bears. Oh.
Is there any way you'd want to like mandate it that has to happen right after the game while they are in full uniform?
That wouldn't be a bad idea if they have to have it pre-done.
You do have 2 weeks to prepare for the game.
Yeah, they might be like going, hey, listen, guys, make sure you have your shuffle ready in case you guys win. Be ready with it. Because here's what the deal is. When they win, they don't all of a sudden go, hey, third quarter, start printing up the hats and the T-shirts and stuff.
No,
those are all done. They're ready to go. They are completely ready to go. And so I think they could have them prepared. Think of the fun. Even if you did it casual in the locker room, it would be all of a sudden it was just
choreographed dance.
Same music from the Bears, the same music. You just insert your stuff. That would be something.
See, that's not too much to ask for because we know you're not trying to make up.
Imagine
your own
all
song.
Of a sudden how much fun it would be like that. Just all of a sudden they're in with the Eagles. Watch this thing go down. Oh, be better times. It'd be better
Goodell.
Times.
I hope Goodell's listening. Good
for Roger. We know he does here because he's heard some things we've said.
Yeah, he comments on the show.
He comments on the show. What if all of a sudden Goodell right now just has headphones in like that? Like, what are you listening to? Early Break with Sip and Jake. That'd be awesome. In his New York office. He makes about $50 million a year is what his cut is. Imagine him sitting around like that. This is
one of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Listen to talk show radio in Nebraska.
Talk show radio.
What else I be doing?
Talking about see what Fred's team's doing.
Yeah, I was talking about Nebraska ball out in Nebraska.
52 years. Imagine him telling his next in line in the NFL. Man, I hope they get this done. Sip's been 52 years. Nothing's happened. No breakthroughs.
I could see Goodell saying, "Listen, we want to keep improving the digital imprint of social media. We got to get more followers, more likes, more shares. The shuffle's got to happen. The dance, just accept the dance. It has to happen. It's
mandated." It would be viewed by hundreds of millions. It would be. It would be. It'd be. That's how well it would be.
Stop. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I just wonder if some teams would want to adopt their own. Maybe I don't know.
Which I'm fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
as long as they have a dance.
As long as they have something pre-planned. And also, if it was also like I said in the locker room afterwards, there'd be some stuff that'd be pretty memorable. Because they hadn't worked on it well enough. For the Super Bowl shuffle, they were in studio. They had talked this out. They had practiced
well,
it.
You're right. Now, yeah, it's coming back.
The text line says, so Ellis in Illinois says, the Bears were so confident they were going to win the Super Bowl that they recorded and released the shuffle before the actual Super Bowl. It was out there before the game.
Now, I didn't know.
And they won 46-10. We're going to win this game. Here's your dance. And we're going to go pound the Patriots. And we're going to dance again.
You know,
Fridge was doing that.
Well, Fridge is in there. 72. Fridge is in there. The funny part is, though, when you watch the shuffle, it looks like there's about 20 guys or so. So some guys didn't make the cut. I don't know. Some guys didn't all make. They weren't all up there. But some of them were just background dancers. They were just kind of doing the little back. It's like a little shuffle.
Participate. Right. Stop. Not everybody.
Stop the kerfuffle. Mandate the shuffle.
Mandate the shuffle.
And breakers, go back and watch the Bears like that. Also, it's like 6 minutes long. It's not something they just kind of breeze through. It's like 5:51 or something to do the whole thing.
So much time. We're to kill this team.
Go back and watch it.
Yeah, go back and check it out. Anything from the text line, Jake?
I've read a couple here, but Sanderson says, yep, that song definitely was out before the game.
Didn't know that.
Let's see. So someone says former Husker Henry Wachter was on that Bears team.
He was on that team.
Waxter.
Yeah. It looks like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if he's in the video. Don't know if he made that, but he was on that team. Also, one of the most incredible teams. So if you remember, I mean, they lost one game. Your Dolphins beat them.
That's right.
The Dolphins beat
them. Did.
For undefeated season.
But in Miami.
It was probably one of the most dominant teams in the history of pro football. It was, I mean, like I said, they won 46-10 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, and then that's it. One
loss to Miami.
That's it. You know,
just pounding teams.
Didn't get back to the Super Bowl. Didn't get back to it. I mean, it tells you how hard it is. Oh, man.
By the way, Sunday's game averaged a record-setting 127.7 million viewers. Record-setting. Record-setting. Not a good game. I mean, obviously, in terms of it was a blowout. But that's a 3% increase over last year's record-breaking game on CBS. The NFL is where it's at, is all I'm saying.
It is king. This,
127 million.
That's a pretty good viewership.
I listened to this. I was driving in there today. They were talking about, you know, NBA owns the day was Christmas Day. Usually a triple header. That was the deal. And then the NFL jumped in this year, jumped into the fray on Christmas Day. And the average viewership for the NFL games was 33 million, and the NBA games were two million.
Ah.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. Talk about a flex. Goodell's like, hey, let's just do some Christmas Day games. Wonder if it'll work out. Let's see what happens. Just incredible flex. Over 120-something million people watched that game.
That's 127.7.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, that's across broadcast TV, streaming, and apps. Yes. But again, that's 3% increase over last year. So, I mean, they're printing money. It's why coaches in that league are making more money than they've ever made. A lot of it's TV related. It's an amazing league right now.
It is. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The headline one last time, Bill, please.
Stop the kerfuffle. I can't say it.
It's tough. It's tough. You had to slowly on that one. Yeah.
Stop the kerfluffle.
There we go.
Mandate the shuffle.
All right.
And I looked up kerfuffle. And I actually looked it up like that, and the word works.
It does.
Yeah, the word works at this time, so I was pretty excited about that.
Looked it up?
Yeah, I looked it up. There's not a lot of words that rhyme with shuffle.
It's a dangerous rhyme, but you got it figured out.
Yeah, and you couldn't say Super Bowl dance because it was a Super Bowl shuffle.
The shuffle.
Yeah.
It is a Cool Parenting Tips Thursday. Is that right, Bill?
Cool Parenting Tips.
What do we have today for the listeners?
This comes up daily. And I think it's something, if you teach your kids this, because I don't think it's something it takes a high level of awareness. And I think it can help. Glide to the side, get the next to their ride. Glide to the side, get the next to their ride. When you go to a Casey's / whatever there is, and you've got your coffee and your whatever else, you have two or three things right there. When you go to pay, immediately already move, and she's already rang it up. Immediately move your stuff to the side.
Glide to the side.
Glide to the side. That way, when they come back with whatever it is, whether it's change, whatever it is, immediately you're off to the side and the next person's up. If not, nothing drives me worse than somebody up in front of like that gets they got their wallet out and their purse out.
Oh, hang on,
I got to put my change in here. I got to do this. It's like, hey, come on now, let's go. If you just, when you get up there and they've rang everything up, immediately, I'm going to say 94% have places to put something at. You just set it over to the side. Then when the money comes back, you put your money away, you do it out of harm's way. It changes your life. It changes everybody in a row. And there's always someone back that's looking at it. Like, what is this person
doing?
Okay,
here's the question I got for you. Have you ever audibly said anything along the lines of, okay, what the hell's going on?
Close to it. I knew this. I know I look at whoever at the writer's kind of that look of just like, what are we doing up there? I mean, and they're taking their time. And they're zipping things back up. And sometimes they do their coat, get their coat squared away and stuff. And I'm just like.
With each passing year. Yeah. As you get older, you're more apt to say, okay, what the hell's going on?
I'm very close. It's very, very close.
Jake,
I'm not pushing it back. It's probably come out of my mouth. It's just.
And then you're like, did I just say that out loud?
it's just like whoever's in front of you. It's like, really, you wore all that jewelry / equipment to go, you knew you were going on a flight, and they're trying to get things off, and you're standing in line there as they're trying to get all their things off. This is the same way.
I love this. It might just be
the side.
Yeah, sorry.
get the next to their right.
It might just be you're back there going, and you say the word really.
Yeah, really? Really? This is what we're doing?
Really?
I've done that before.
Really? Do you catch yourself saying it out loud?
I have. I'm not polite things like that. I'm with Bill. I don't have time.
I've never thought about gliding to the side. I'm just mindful of hurrying.
Then hurry. No, if you glide, it's way better. And I hurry too at that. But then after I figured it out, now it's like all of a sudden it's like ding, 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 boom, boom, got it. I just slide over, and then when they give you anything back right there, or wherever they're received, anything's going on, you're already out of the way. The next person is
up. This is amazing. And then, 'cause now forevermore, I'll go to Casey's and think, glide to the side.
Because if you do that, the person behind you is going to be like, wow, thank you.
Yeah, you saved us time.
And they're standing back there. And some people, it's ridiculous. I will say this, 30 seconds feels like an hour and a half. As you stand behind them,
it's like,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Glide to the side.
At a fast food place. I'm like, this, of all places, should not want to have a conversation. It's all about, come on, move.
Yeah.
Like you're going to have this conversation with this person.
Oh,
really?
That happens too. You're right.
Really?
The conversation at the counter is
people.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. What are you talking about here?
Yeah. I don't know you. I have nothing to do like that.
Nothing at all.
Glide to the side. I'm going to do
glide
that.
To the side.
I've never thought about
get the next
that.
To their right.
This might surprise you, but we do have response.
Okay, I'd like to hear some
from the Breakers.
Yeah, you hit a nerve.
Wet
here.
Blanket just gives you a round of applause. Round of applause.
Thank you, the blanket. God, we miss you, blanket.
No, he's with us.
I know, but we just missed his comments.
He's not dead.
I miss his comments. I miss when we start talking about things being positive and cutting. The blanket comes in and just takes the pins out from underneath us. It's awesome.
Eric and Hickman says, yes, Bill, or they have to do all the damn lottery crap. God, that's annoying.
Oh, that's another one, too. Yeah, but I will say this. If they're in line there and they're getting lottery, they are purchasing something. It's really not. It is what it is. But when you can control it, when you can control it and move off to the side. Oh, when I see somebody that's in front of me that's brought their old lottery tickets in that are all for like a dollar, and they have to scan each one of them to get that. It's like oh man.
Now, what do you say? Sanderson gives you a picture. He's like, oh my God, coach. He says, this is my biggest pet peeve, putting their wallet away, finishing the conversation with the cashier, putting the lotto tickets in the folder. My God.
If you do it all to the side, you're fine. Next guy's
especially
up.
Especially if you're in a hurry. But even if you're not in a hurry, it's bothersome. Yeah.
Bird in Columbus says, 100, have your bleep together in general when you get to the front. Big exhale with an eye roll is what they deserve.
Yes.
When you're behind you have your in plan. Line.
That one gets you too. How about this one? When all of a sudden they get all done like that and the lady or whoever, the man, whoever's at that. That'll be $7.94. All right. Gets the wallet out.
It's so slow.
Like, what are we doing?
Where was the card wallet, at to start?
When I'm up there, I got my card ready to go. I'm ready to punch it in. If I'm whatever it is, I'm ready to go.
Yes.
But hang on a second. Let me get my wallet out. Or it's in the purse that zipped. Unzip the purse. It's a lot.
Derek Bombeck.
Yeah.
What's Bombie say?
What's Bombeck say?
Derek Bombeck. Our Derek Bombeck. Yeah. Sends a big photo of Casey's, and it says, I will glide to the side.
Thank you,
He's there right now.
Thank you, Derek.
Better times.
Husker Harmy says,
I'm
not
either.
Sure how better times fit.
Jim's the vote at Casey's.
It's our go-to is better times. Husker Harmy says, some people know how to take the convenient out of convenience store.
Yes.
Bill nailed it. It's a lack of awareness.
It's a lack of awareness.
It just requires a modicum of awareness.
How great would it be if the person, man or woman, at the register is like, be better. Just tells the person, you need to be better than this. You need to be more organized.
You're like, man.
Get out of the way. Be better.
Corey in Lincoln says, similar scenario in the drive-thru. When the person ahead of you takes 20 seconds to move on after the transaction is complete, putting the wallet away, checking the bag to make sure the order is correct. Step on the gas, jerk. Says Corey.
Corey's worried about that.
Need my burrito.
This is beautiful. I'm
slide
serious.
To the side.
This happens Bombeck's weekly. This happens weekly.
Oh, it does. It's almost daily for me. Yeah, almost daily for me.
I'm surprised you haven't said anything out loud.
So when I look, when I'm a number two in the line, I look to the side like, okay, there's room. I move my stuff over, like boop, 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 just slide it over. Then immediately I just stand and wait. If they're going to give me this, if I give them cash or whatever's back, I'm off to the side. Next person's already up. And they kind of give that look like, appreciate you.
Troy on YouTube says, love it, Bill. Mr. Blitzkrieg says, I drop the F-bomb usually in this situation.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
I'm telling you, as you get older, you're much more apt.
Yeah.
Really, we doing this?
Just not being prepared. No idea. Now, there is that. Just teach your kids this. No one's taught these. They weren't instructed.
No,
they weren't instructed. Anytime you go up to the store or to this is what you do. That's exactly what you
your
do.
World.
Yeah.
Just
your
say
world.
It to
your best. World.
Your world.
Your world.
Yeah, we're just back here. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that. Any more, Jake?
Yeah. Let's see. Mr. Blitzkrieg back. He says, I love it when they have 10 items and animal with them and their car doesn't work. Love it. Stuck here forever. I'll never move on.
This is. I'm glad you gave voice to this. Because sometimes people, I wonder. This is what I wonder. Like, sometimes I felt guilty having those emotions. Like,
no, it's real. It's real. It's so real.
You know
real.
What I mean, Jake?
Yes.
Like, I have felt like, oh, God, you must
we've told you,
that.
Don't feel guilty
and
about
I
the plane.
And I get so nervous, again, about, like I said, just getting out of the way right away, because I'm like, I know what's going on. I want to do this. And so once you figure it out, you know, glide to the side, it's all over with. Now, there's going to be an occasional time. Sometimes it's a little awkward or something. But if I've been looking. You're in the 90 percentile that you have a place to slide off to the side and have the net and have all your stuff ready
this
to go.
This is great. This is a great tip. I've never considered sliding. Mm. I just hurry up. I just try to hurry, yeah.
Bill, one more time, the headline before we move on.
Got it right here. Glide to the side. Get the next to their ride.
And that is a cool parenting tips Thursday at Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Thank you, Bill, for that.
Back to more of Bill's Thrills Rewrapped, sponsored by Acres Equipment on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Make today a more memorable day to help out with assistance from the stool, if I could. I'm just an assistant football coach, so I'm not going to have all the answers. Who's calling in?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Have answers.
On the line, we have a longtime loyal listener, Sanderson.
Sanderson.
Is
with the
us.
Hair. This
with
is incredible. Sanderson, thanks for calling in, Sandy. What do we got? What's going on today in your heart?
Well, hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, this is, I thought, Coach, you would be... perhaps uniquely qualified to answer this question.
Oh, I appreciate this.
Well, okay, so this year is going to be my 25th wedding anniversary in March. So I've already gotten stuff for my wife, but here's my question. I have two daughters, two adult daughters.
Okay.
One is 30 and one is 21. Neither one of them are in any kind of a relationship right now. Am I obligated as the dad to get something for them for Valentine's Day as well?
Great question, Sanderson.
I think that's a great question to understand. I don't think it is so much in a to get something of a gift type of thing. I think a reach out is probably more important at this point in time, like some sort of a way to be able to reach out and just say, you know what, you're is being your dad that makes this is the perfect Valentine's for me, and it's going to be an incredible whenever this happens when you're in that relationship that's going to go on to be marriage will be incredible. I don't think it's gift based.
Is it text?
Text or call is the big question here.
For me, I would go with the phone call. I think this is the one for the phone call, just like that. Hey.
Wow.
Hey, Dad, and this is Dad. You know, I shoot her a text. Hey, this is Dad. You got a quick second? They have a call, and just that little bit right there. Now, I would say this because it's become obsolete. Don't be afraid also to leave a very heartfelt voice message. Voice messages is kind of went away. I don't check voice messages. I really don't know.
I left you a couple yesterday.
That's 100% not true. It's not true. We have never left a voice message for any of us here in the school. Not one time I'm like, oh, hang on, honey. I'm leaving a message for Jake. That's never happened. But to hear the voice, and the reason I say that, so I have a lot of voice messages saved on my phone from my parents. Those are the ones that I save. And so I like to have always to have that. So if they have that, they probably have it for a long time.
Delete the old girlfriends.
Good advice.
But that is something I think that would be a bad idea. But I think more of that, the personal touch from Dad, and
that's
good. would, in my opinion, be way more than, okay, here's this gift or whatever it is. I think that would be the way to do it. And just, I tell you what, now let's just take a step back here for Sandy. Let's just take a step back. How about the question he came up with?
beautiful.
He's prepared.
Thinking about his family.
It's on his mind.
Beautiful.
It's on his mind.
You handled it with a paw.
Well, I feel, I feel bad for both of them, because both of them within the last year have come out of a nasty type of breakup with at least my oldest daughter, someone that I thought maybe, you know, I was going to have to be planning a wedding for. So any time a day like this comes up, I just feel like maybe there's something I should do.
Save you thousands of dollars. Don't think about that.
I'm telling you,
well,
Sandy.
Thank God.
Yeah. Well, they're still going to get married, Steve. So he didn't save him anything. Maybe he could have got out a little cheaper to get the marriage to get it done now. But also like that, this is such a high pressure. If you don't use the term holiday. It's a high pressure holiday. I don't like that part.
Dale, come on.
Because there's people that feel that, like I said, you're concerned about all of a sudden, like, well, what are you doing tonight? Oh, we got nothing like that. So
take the pressure off of it. It's a comparison day, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Take the pressure off of it.
Yeah, so like that, just knowing that. And then, like I said, embrace it. Enjoy the heck out of this thing, because this is fun. This is a fun time in their life like that they get a chance.
We dropped Sanderson.
Yeah, Seth's going to go.
We dropped Sanderson.
Okay, he's listening. He's
sorry, Sanderson.
That was great advice. So the bottom line is, he has a 30-year-old and a 21-year-old. The father's wondering what he should do on Valentine's Day, and you say reach out via voice and express your love.
Yeah, and then like I said, express the how the future will play out in those things. But how about Sandy having the question like that? Oh, get another caller.
Another question, Ellie?
Is that a question?
All right.
We got Murray.
Apologies, by the way, to Sanderson. Okay. Didn't mean to drop
Let's
him.
Keep this love line going.
Yeah. We'll get one more call before the game show. We got Murray. Murray, you're on early break. Do you have a question about love today?
Yes. Calling for Dr. Love today.
Oh, okay. All right. That's Bill, Dr.
Is this really Murray?
I've for years not done anything for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And my wife last night set the trap of, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day. Is that a trap, or do I need to take care of something? We're out of toilet tissue. I was going to run the Costco today and get not one, but two bales.
Please.
Two bales. Yeah, I don't know if it's a trap, but I'm just going to say, any time that someone says, oh, by the way, don't do anything for me for Valentine's Day, they're leading into that. Hey, something should be done. I'm not, like I said, I get the part where it's like, well, we're going to agree on this. We're going to agree on this. The heartfelt note that was sent, like those things that was from the personal note that was from earlier times that I recommended, something of that nature is something, Murray, that you want to do. You don't want to know that. Oh, good, cool. I'm good then. You don't want anything? I'm good. No.
Go get something.
And then
Murray,
always go historical. When I mean historical, talk about something that happened maybe 18 years ago. Do you remember the time when we went to this and this and this happened? Go back in time.
Good idea.
Go back in time. Go back to what? Better times.
Mm. In your marriage.
In your marriage. Because right now it seems like it's going a little rough.
Hey, Murray. That's a good question.
Yes.
Dr. Love, I think the trap is really being set because on the island, in the kitchen right here, is an empty vase.
Oh, no. That is definitely a trap.
Yeah.
Could be a trap there, right? That. Just handle it, though, Murray. We need you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Love. I listen every week.
That's Murray. Thank you. Thank you to Murray.
Love the term Dr. Love. You are Dr. Love.
Hell.
He had a good question.
Calls Sanderson and Murray chimed in.
So the answer to that is if your significant other says, let's not do anything, just still do something.
Always.
Yeah, that might be some sort of psychological ploy.
Yeah, you never know what's going on with that.
There might be a third call.
Stay ahead.
Okay. It's either that for the game show. We'll see what Ellie has here. But we've had Sanderson and Murray so far chime in with wonderful questions.
Murray. All right, this is fun.
Yeah.
We should do it. Can we do this every Friday?
Just do Dr. Love every
Friday? Well, I mean, or just questions for doctor.
Yeah, it's nice. And also, I thought I can always relay things from you guys also. I thought it's a three-legged stool working together.
Jake hasn't chimed in quite as much.
Yeah, Jake.
I'm enjoying the advice over here. This is great. Trying to be on behalf of Sanders and Murray
to help,
here.
He's trying to help the breakers out and build a breaker also at the same time.
Okay.
It's a game show call.
Okay. Yeah. Let's play the game show.
Let's do it.
By the way, that was Bill's Thrills, a wonderful version sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.